Welcome to The Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Hey ladies, welcome to another episode of The Laundry Hour. I hope you all had a wonderful Memorial Day. If you are noticing, I am posting this on Tuesday, not Monday. So that you all had a great Memorial Day, and then I had a great Memorial Day. We had a wonderful cookout and had some people over, and it was really nice to just celebrate and love and spend time and enjoy one another yesterday. So I wanted to continue today with our Loving Your Husband series, and last week we talked about what the wife is supposed to be. And she's supposed to be a helper. And today we're going to talk about what the wife is supposed to do. And surprise, she is to submit. So there are a few verses in scripture that actually say this. But I'm only going to look at Ephesians 5 for today. So Ephesians 5, 22 through 24. But also verse 33. I'm going to break this up really quickly. So first it says that we're supposed to submit to our own husbands. It also says we're supposed to do that as unto the Lord. A few verses down, it says that we're supposed to submit to our husbands in everything, as the church submits to Christ. And then you get to verse 33 where it says that she should respect her husband. So first, because everything that is written in scripture is not written separately, I think it's important to understand that this whole chapter, Ephesians 5, is called walking in love. Walking in love. So Paul is not just telling wives to submit just because. He's saying this is how you walk in love. This is how we walk in love. This is our answer of how we love our husbands, by submitting to them. But even more so, if you look at verse 33, by respecting them. So there's this interesting thing that happens when we submit and respect our husbands, they feel loved. Okay? So understanding submission. I talked about this obviously a few weeks ago. but I talked about this in like a Sunday school class we had at church. And just looking back at that same garden story where Satan subverts God's order by going to Eve rather than going to Adam. And we see that when Eve is looking at that fruit, she's got this desire to be made wise, and this desire basically overcomes and becomes more important than what her role was. So her role was to help and to submit. She had this desire to lead and have people submit to her. And this desire that wasn't necessarily sinful, but caused sinful behavior, caused a curse that made us forever struggle with submission. So if submission is hard for you, it is because it's a curse on us now. It was supposed to be easy for us to do that. We were supposed to lovingly walk in our role, and now because of sin, we are forever fighting against our flesh that wants to have authority, but yet in the spirit we are called to submit. So I enjoy how submit, the definition of submit actually says to yield or to come under. Actually looked at like Google's definition of submit, and it actually says that you're unwilling to do things, and it's because you are weak and don't have power. Now, of course, if that is your definition of submit, you are not going to like having to be the one that is in submission, because that sounds weak and that sounds powerless and it sounds not cool at all. But let's remember that our example of a helper is the Holy Spirit, and our example of one that submits is Jesus when he was here on the earth. And if you think that the Holy Spirit are powerless, or if you think that Jesus is anything less than cool and anything less than strong, you have a very interesting take on the Bible. I understand how culture and experiences and people can make us think that our role as a wife that submits is weak and powerless. It is not true. It takes a lot of strength to come under someone. It really does. And understanding that that does not diminish who you are. Because Jesus was fully who he was, though he submitted himself to the Father. We see Jesus as the strongest person who was able to sacrifice himself beautifully on our behalf. If Jesus did not do that, we would still be stuck in our sins. There is nothing weak and powerless about submission. I am not saying that it's not hard, but there's nothing weak and powerless about it. So, respect, to admire or to hold in high regard. I was looking as I was studying for this, and respectfully submit came up as a phrase, and I was like, oh, that's really interesting. And I find it interesting that it was typically used as like a closing remark in a proposal or in a letter, like respectfully yours, like, or respectfully submitted, Jamie. Like, is how I would end like a job proposal or an idea proposal or something like that. And I thought that was really interesting that that was a phrase put together. And as I looked at it, it was just basically saying, just like respectfully yours is a nice way to close a letter. Respectfully submitted is also a nice way to close a letter. And one of the phrases it used, it said it was that you're treating that person in the appropriate way. And I said, well, that's an interesting way of putting it. Like, not just saying, oh, I just want to be nice to you and close my letter nicely. No, no, no. I'm treating you in the appropriate way. Huh. Okay, so typically in a proposal, I am offering this idea to this superior authority. I desire them to see that idea. I desire them to value it, and I desire them to hopefully accept it. And I'm treating them in the appropriate way. Why? Because of their position. They don't have to do what I've asked of them, but I hope that they would. So I'm appealing to them and their position and their authority. And, you know, appealing appropriately, I guess. And so I just appreciated that phrase, and specifically the word appropriate, because that makes me think of what our appropriate behavior is as a wife, but also what our husband's appropriate way to be treated or loved is. And it, again, it makes me think about love languages, as well as the fact that Ephesians 5, the heading is called Walking in Love. So if you look at Ephesians 5, that little like portion where it talks about the husband and then the portion where it talks about the wife, each person is given two main ideas where The husband is given love your, okay, so the command is to love your wife. But then it's also like, because Jesus sacrificed for the church. Whereas for us women, it says, submit your husband. And then towards the end, it says to respect her, respect him. So I think it's interesting that we get two verbs or two ideas. And I feel like this is what the Holy Spirit is saying through that passage, that men feeling respected through our submission, just as women feel loved through a husband sacrificed. That our husbands feel respected when we submit to them. Okay, so let's go back to our example. If our husband's example is Christ dying on the cross for us, our example is how the church submits to Christ. Now, that might seem a little bit more, we can have more questions about what that looks like and what that means, because Jesus dying for the church happened once and for all, whereas the church submitting is like all day, every day, right? But overall, the concept of what Paul is saying, I think we can all agree on that Christ is the head of the church. He died for it, and he has that position of authority above the church, and the church is to come under him. He has given the Great Commission. He has told us what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to be, where we're supposed to go, how we're supposed to love, and our job is to submit to that. And our submission to that is a way of us saying, I respect your authority. I respect who you are. I respect your position. I'm holding what you said, Jesus, in high regard because I am obedient to it. Right? Just like at the beginning of Ephesians 5:22, it says to submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. So our example of how to submit to our husbands is how we submit to Christ, is how the church submits to Christ. I respect who you are to me as my Lord and my Savior, and I will do what you have told me to, I will do what you have told me to do. So, husband, I respect who you are as my husband, as my authority, as my head, and I will do what you have told me to do. Now, we do also know that submission is to things that are godly. If our husband is asking us to do things that are not godly, we don't have to listen to that. Just like Daniel, when he was under Nebuchadnezzar, when he said, you pray to me, Daniel was like, nope, God told me to pray only to him. And because of his obedience, God protected Daniel when he was thrown in the lion's den. And then that changed everything. And then the king was like, I don't actually, now that I think about it, I think it was Nebuchadnezzar. I know we talk about him later, but I wonder if that's the same king in that moment. Anyways, I think you know where I'm going. The point of the story is God protected Daniel when he obeyed him. And so if our husbands are asking us to do something that is ungodly, we don't have to listen to that. But more often than not, if we are married to a godly husband, or even just a husband, let's just be honest, most of the requests that they ask of us are not ungodly. They're just things we don't want to do, if we're going to be honest, right? Or things we were like, I think my way is better. I think this way of doing it is better. I would rather do this, blah, blah, blah. Continuing that example with, as to the Lord, oh, Lord, you told me to do this, but I think my way is better. I would rather do it this way. I'd rather not do that at all. Does that sound like respect of Jesus? Not at all. Does that sound like respect of our husband? Not at all. If our desire is to love him, just like Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. I was thinking about this the other day, and I was just like, man, I have definitely said, yeah, I respect my husband. Yeah, I submit to him in larger things overall. But in those small things that he asks me to do or expects of me, I buck back. Why? Probably that desire thing, that curse thing that happened in the beginning. But I think it's really helpful to realize and remember that this verse also says in everything. So don't just submit in the big decisions, or even if you're opposite, don't just submit in the small decisions. Submit in everything. Submit when your husband asks for small things around the house or with your children. But submit in the big things when it comes to what church you're going to, where you're going to live, where you're going to work. Submitting in everything. Just like we don't want to hold things back from God in our lives, that he has full reign over every aspect of our life. In some ways, our husband has full reign over every aspect of our life, too. And that could feel overwhelming. That could feel limiting. That could feel so many different ways, wife, and I know that. But at the same time, I think that can also feel safe. And I think it can feel free. I think it can feel holy and deeply pleasing to the Lord. But also, like, deeply satisfying in your marriage, too. Because imagine what your husband's going to feel like when you are submitting to him in everything. He's going to feel so respected respected by you. He is going to want to sacrifice for you and to love you. He's going to want to do that because he feels so deeply loved by you. This is not just a one-way street. He sacrifices and loves you, I think it's going to make you want to submit and respect him. Yeah, you think? And then this is this beautiful exchange of sacrifice and submission and love and respect, where both the husband and the wife feel deeply loved and deeply cherished and are deeply giving of themselves to the other. Where you get this beautiful picture, again, of Christ in the church. That's what your marriage is supposed to represent to the world. So whenever submission and respect seems hard, remember that your marriage is supposed to reflect something beautiful about God to the world. It was hard for Jesus to submit to. If you think back to the garden, he said, "If there be any other way, please let this cup pass from me. But not my will, but yours be done." If Jesus would have done it his way and not submitted to the Father, we would all still be in our sin. Thank God for the submission of Christ. Our submission may also cause other people to put their faith in Jesus Christ because of what our display of God looks like to others through our marriage. That's why we're all here. We are all here to shout of God's goodness in every single way he's called us to. As wives, as women, as mothers, as whatever else he's called you to do. Like, it's all about his glory. And I think as we keep his glory in view, it will become easier to live in your role. As we keep God's glory in view, it will become easier, not like easy, but easier to live in your role. Can I pray over you? Father, I thank you so much for how amazing you are, that you loved us so much that you sent your son. Lord Jesus, that you love the Father so much that you obeyed him and submitted to him, that you've given us a perfect example of what Christ and the church look like, so we can be examples, living sacrifices in our marriages, of a husband that loves and sacrifices and a wife that submits and respects. Lord, help us to respect our husband's authority and role and position in our life, that we may yield ourselves to them and come under them, that we may submit to them in everything, just like we submit to you, Jesus, in everything. And if there are areas of our life where we're not submitting them to you, God, please show it to us, as well as the areas in our life that we are not submitting to our husbands. Because at the end of the day, we want an onlooking world to be blown away by the mystery that a holy God would join himself to an unholy people. And that's what happens when Christ and the church marry. So help us to keep your glory in view so that living in our role becomes easier. Our role as the submitting, respectful wife, that we would respectfully submit to our husbands and treat them in the appropriate way. And by doing so, we're treating you in the appropriate way. And as your word says, that is very pleasing in your sight. At the end of the day, God, we want to be pleasing to you. So in some ways, we may want this cup to pass, but nevertheless, not our will, but yours be done. Your will is always better, always better. In Jesus' name, amen. If you love today's episode, if you like today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you gotta have it, please write a review. I'm just messing it up. But if you want more, if you gotta have it, please write a review. I really love to hear what you have to say. And if you want more, tune in next week. Because we're going to talk about loving your children. Yes, there's a part of me that wants to just redo that and edit it. But I said, I'm human. They're human. Let's all see the humanity. And until next time, I will leave you with 1 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus rest on you and your families. I love you.